people haven't shifted their mindset in terms of networking, and they think of it as transactional, and it's not transactional. It's like a friendship, but it's in the professional context.
Okay.
That network is going to carry you throughout your entire career.
Yeah.
So you really want to think about it differently. This is like this network that you're building, they're going to help you through the good times, the hard times, and not just when you're looking for a job.
So shifting your perspective can help. Okay, so what's the best way to break the ice and reach out to that extended network?
Yeah, it's, just like a friendship. It is having curiosity and interest in that person. And it's gotten so much easier to see how people are doing in their careers, following them in terms of what they're posting, et cetera. So if you haven't spoken to someone in a while, first thing you can do is just acknowledge it. Hey, it's been a while since we've talked. I love all your content. I
just
follow you.
Just tapping in with you, seeing how you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I've got a couple of questions. Could I take 10 minutes of your time? Mm. And how can I help you? That is the key.
Yeah, make sure you keep it short. 10 minutes, just 10 minutes. Yeah,
exactly.
This is big, though, because I struggle with asking for help, but this next one is huge. You can offer help yourself or advice to someone before asking for help, right?
Yes, absolutely. And this is what blew my mind, is that more than almost half of people in the U.S. only use their network when they need something. Mm. And guess what? You're going to need something, but they need something as well.
No
so
doubt.
Make sure that as you're building these relationships, that you're doing it's reciprocal.
Yeah.
So that you're, yes, hey, is there someone I could introduce you to?
If you feel like your network isn't strong enough, mm-hmm. what can you do to strengthen those relationships?
Yeah. So your network is probably stronger than you realize. So when people think, a lot of new grads say, hey, I don't have a network. You actually do. Think first with that inner circle, your colleagues, your former colleagues, your friends, your professors, et cetera. And then it's the people that they know. That's where the real magic happens. It's in that second degree connections.
Yeah.
That's where you can really start to build a strong network that goes kind of outside of your comfort area.